Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the dial pad guest line we go. You know him, you love him. Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, and 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice with Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. And, of course, Jerry Rice is brought to you by our friends at Xfinity. Jerry, I saw you running some routes down there on the field yesterday. How'd it feel?
Man, I felt really good. I thought I had maybe 10 or 15 plays in me. Lo, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jay Lover.
He does it. The button on his jacket popped off yesterday during the TV broadcast.
Oh, my God, man. I felt so good, you know, just, you know, doing the ratty-tat-tat, the sideline drills, doing all that. Then I decided to go deep. And then, you know, doing, Terrell Owens' induction, we decided to sprint to the end zone. Just one more time, just to see what that felt like, man. So, but it was a crazy day yesterday, man. I was like, wow. It was crazy that the Niners, but they still got the win.
Yeah, when you talk about crazy day, what do you attribute some of the turnovers? How do you cut down on that? Just lackadaisical. You saw center quarterback exchange. You saw Breida, the interception, ball thrown behind. Mostert put it on the ground twice, kind of took his eyes off of one. But still able to overcome. What do you kind of contribute turnovers to?
I think that is just that you got to go back to detail. And that's securing the ball, protecting the ball. That's the most important thing. And we always had drills on that. And I think yesterday, because that defense, because, you know, Pittsburgh, they were in their red zone many, many times. And that defense really kept us in the ball game. And we were able to, win it in the end with the pass to Dante Pettis. But you got to have ball security. You got to protect that football. And the quarterback is not always going to put the ball right in an area where you can make that catch. But you still got to make that catch. You know, you can't afford to turn it over.
When you look at the receivers, Jerry, it seems like it's kind of a committee right now. Debo with the three catches. Pettis actually his best game of the year with four. Are you seeing any of these wide receivers emerge as a possible go-to guy?
You know, I would say Debo. Debo, the one he had over the middle, he just got to hold on to that ball. You know what I'm saying? That was an incredible catch. But, Lo, you know me. I'm not going to go down. If I make that catch, I'm thinking about scoring. And I think when he went down and he hit the ground, it was, you know, unfortunate that he was not able to hold on to it. But it was an incredible catch. I think with Jimmy G, he gave him a chance because I was questioning. Well, I started to question that throw just a little bit because I noticed that Marquez Goodwin, he was coming underneath and he was wide open. But, you know, Jimmy G gave him an opportunity. Samuel went up, made the catch, but when he came down, he was not able to hold on to it.
Jerry Rice joining Jolo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. All right, so the team's 3-0 for the first time since 1998. They go on the bye, opportunity to get healthy, and then it's a Monday night game against the Cleveland Browns. The bye week, is this coming at a bad time? A lot of people believe in momentum. Will this ultimately hurt them more than it helps them, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so, because now they can go and refine some things. And I'm sure they're going to look at that film and be critical on themselves, because it was no way the Steelers should have been in that ball game, with the Niners. And with five turnovers, you don't win football games. Normally, if you have one or two, you might have a chance. You know, the percentages goes down. But if you got five and they still ended up winning that football game, now they can go back and make those corrections and then come back against Cleveland.
I couldn't agree with you more. You usually lose those games. I totally agree with you. You alluded to it earlier when you talked about, hey, you and T.O. did the last run to the end zone, getting in there again. How was it being out there, and what did you think about T.O.'s Hall of Fame, tied to being inducted into the Niners Hall of Fame?
Yeah, but I think my statue is a little bit cooler than his statue, though. That's the only thing about
no one's doubting that.
It was really good. I went to the dinner the night before and, you know, got a chance to see a lot of the old faces. And then, you know, to watch T.O., you know, because T.O., you know, you look at this guy, you think this guy just, he's not a very, well, you know, he can be a very emotional guy. And he was just blown away completely. And, you know, he had to compose himself the night before, you know, doing his speech. And then for him to be on that field again in front of that crowd. And, you know, for him to be the focus of attention, you know, I think it meant the world to him. And we just wanted to do one more sprint to the end zone, and we were able to do that. You know, he was giving me a hard time because he said, hey, you know, I look better than you. And I was like, you know what, I look better than you. You know, this is goat this and stuff like this. And we had a great day. But, you know, a lot of the guys showed up, showed him a lot of love, and also the fans, you know, with their applause.
It's incredible to have two of the greatest wide receivers in the history of the league going side-by-side at Levi's Stadium. What do you make of the crowd and the atmosphere? I know you've obviously made your hay at Candlestick, and
right,
this is a new park, and the crowd is trying to make it a home. Are you starting to feel that it's becoming more of a home field advantage for the Niners?
You know, I think so, and I think it's what Richard Sherman said, too. You know, he wants them to be a little bit louder and stuff like that. And you know, the thing, too, is that sometimes you're going to win ugly, but you still got to have that crowd. You need that momentum. You need that the crowd to be in the football game. That's going to inspire you to still continue to play hard. I got to give credit to that defense yesterday, what they did. And DeForest Buckner, about 8 tackles, and, you know, he's causing a lot of havoc out there. And then with the turnovers and all that, because I think we got maybe 6 or 7 turnovers, interceptions, you know, this year and stuff like that compared to last year. So that defense is really stepping the game up, and they really, you know, kept us in the ball game, and we were able to pull it off.
Jerry, there's a guy that doesn't get enough credit, doesn't get enough respect. And I think yesterday, I think if he's talking about look for an offensive MVP, without a doubt, it'd have to be Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback. Let's talk about his receptions. Talk about his block. Let's give him a little fullback.
Oh, man, we got to give him some love, man.
Talk to me, Jay.
Where he laid out. But the only thing about that, hey, no, he got to get up and run, man. I don't think he was touched.
I know.
He's gotten, you know, just jumped up off
right,
the ground and sprinted to the end zone.
I think you're right.
Fullbacks are so used to being down, Jerry. I think instinctively he figured that he had to be down by now.
Debo fell. Jerry would have caught that ball. Why are you laughing? Debo fell.
You know, as a fullback, you don't get that many opportunities.
Sure.
It's not funny, Dibs.
You don't get that many opportunities. But, you know, that was a great catch on his behalf. And but, you know, I think they really didn't touch him, so he should have jumped up and sprinted to the end zone.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. The Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795, fires some questions your way every now and again. I wanted to get your take on one, because he's one of the all-time greats, and I'm sure game recognizes game, but Larry Fitzgerald now finds himself just 228 receptions behind your all-time record.
Oh.
Do you think he gets there? He's 36.
238?
228.
Possible. Oh, 228. Yeah, anything is possible. And Larry Fitzgerald, you know, his training regimen and how he still plays the game with a lot of intensity, complete team player. And so anything is possible. 218.
228 to go, which would mean, you know, a good season the rest of this year, a full season.
That's why I said 218.
Yeah, and
I said 218. I don't want him to get to that 228, okay?
All right, 218.
You might have to come out of retirement. Yeah. You might have to come out of retirement, Jay.
Jerry, which of your records would you least like to see broken? The one that you covet the most?
You know what, guys? I was very fortunate to have great teammates and all that. You know, and I you know.
Lowe's laughing at you now, Jerry.
No, no. What's so-
Come on, Jay. Just say it. Don't try to be humble. Hey, it's us. Jay, I know
we're
you.
Family,
stop
Jay.
That.
I'm serious.
Make it-
when it comes to record, I didn't play the game because of records.
Oh, my God.
I played the game to win Super Bowls, and I played it for the fans, to be honest with you. Now, if anyone should break any record, I'll be the first one to congratulate them. So I don't have one in particular that I can point to and say, hey, look, even though, you know, I'm sorry, but guys, I have over 37 records. it's kind of, you know.
You can't keep track of all of them. It's like having 37 kids. You love them all the same.
No, I'll let you do this. I'll let you pick the one that you want, okay? Okay, so, you know, and even if you pick one or two, then that's still going to leave me about 35.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Jerry, tell us about the book, America's Game, the NFL at 100. You got this coming out on sale October 29th. And you were, from what I hear, you're nice enough to sign a few copies for us to give out to some of the fans. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about that, man. And, you know, I'm going to sign about 10. And the winners in October, it's only available by pre-sale. But then they're going to go on sale around October 29th. And it's America's Game, the NFL at 100. Just the insights, you know, stories in the locker room, some of the greatest players that ever played a game, you know, testimonials from like Barry Sanders, Brett Favre, you know, Steve Young, all of those guys. So it's a great book, and I'm looking forward to just going around, meeting the fans, having book signings and all of that. But, you know, this is the greatest game ever. And I decided to do another book with Randy Williams because we did, you know, the 50 moments, and that was a great one. You know, 50 years, 50 moments, and it was on the bestseller list. And we decided to do another one together. He's a great writer. So we teamed up, and I think we have a great book, and I'm looking forward to just sharing this with the fans.
Surprised I didn't get to get with you on that. I didn't get any interviews. Yeah.
Well, Lo, I knew you would cost too much. We could not afford you, okay?
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider, the incomparable Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for jumping on.
All right, guys, and go Niners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.